was a Jewish boy in Russia many, many years ago. If Adam wanted eggs for breakfast, he had to go outside to the chickens and grab a few eggs and bring them into his mother. If Adam wanted to be warm in the winter, he'd have to go out to the wood pile where he had chopped wood, and he would have to bring it inside, and he and his family would have to make a fire. And if Adam needed to go into the city for a few things, he didn't call Uber. He hitched his horse to his wagon, and they went into the city. And Adam didn't get to go to a regular school, because those days in his community in Russia, Jews were educated by the elders of the community. And the elder of the community in Adam's town was his grandfather. All the children of the town came to Grandpa's house, and there Grandpa taught reading and writing in Hebrew, Jewish history and customs, right there with Grandma bringing in treats all the time. One day, Adam asked his grandfather, "Grandpa, why am I called Adam?" And his grandfather knew that was an opportunity. He said, "Adam, come with me." He took his talis, and he took Adam to the synagogue. And there, he put his talis, his prayer shawl, his wool prayer shawl that kept him warm all through the winter and made him a little too hot at services in the summer. He put his prayer shawl over his shoulders, and he and Adam looked through the window and felt the sun, the warm sun on their faces. And then he took his prayer shawl and he gathered Adam inside the prayer shawl. And he said, "Adam, now I'll give you the answer to the story. My grandfather's name was Adam, and you are named for my grandfather. And my grandfather's grandfather's name was Adam. And there has always been an Adam in our family. And someday I hope you will have a great-grandchild named Adam." That's the way it has always been for our family, and I pray that's the way it will always be. And Adam laughed, and he felt cozy in his grandpa's talit, and he said, "Grandpa, I am Adam, and I won't change." And his grandfather said, "Adam, let me teach you another lesson of the day. Some things do change, and some things do not." Well, things in Russia started to change. There was not enough food. There were no eggs underneath the chickens because they had to eat the chickens. There was no food, and there was fighting, and the family did not feel safe. There was trouble in Russia, and people were hungry, and his family decided it was time to move on. Adam's parents said to him, "Sweetheart, we must leave our home. We must take you to a better place." And Adam's grandfather said, "My beloved children, I am too old to change. I will stay here in Russia. But you go, my children, with my blessing." And Adam started to cry. "Grandpa, Grandpa, I can't leave you. Grandpa, I love being in your talit. Please, Grandpa, don't make me leave you." And his grandfather kissed him and said to Adam, "Adam, I'll always be with you." And he took his talit, that beautiful talit, and he folded it up. And he folded it in a nice, neat pile, and he placed it in a velvet bag with a button that Grandma had made. And he handed Adam the talit. And he said, "Adam, you will always be Adam. And forever and always, this will be your prayer shawl. And when you wrap yourself in your prayer shawl, you and I will be connected. And you'll always remember who you are and where you came from. Well, Adam and his family traveled for weeks. It felt like forever, over land, and he was tired, and sometimes he was hungry. And then when they got to the end of their land journey, they then had a sea voyage. Weeks and weeks and weeks of herring in barrels, and it just was getting really tired. On that ship, Adam decided he didn't like herring anymore, which was not a very Russian thing to do. Adam and his parents ended up in a strange country where everyone spoke a strange language. And there were so many people, and it was very noisy. And he didn't hear a chicken anywhere. And Adam's parents found a small little apartment for the family to live in, and they got jobs working in a factory. And Adam went to an American school and started to learn that strange language called English. And he learned new subjects that Grandpa hadn't taught him, like science and history. Everything felt different in this new country, except one thing. Every Shabbat morning, Adam took out the big tallis, and he wrapped himself in the tallis. And he said, "This is my always prayer shawl." And he said the Shema. And he said, "My prayer shawl will never change." And he felt connected to his grandfather. Well, things in his life kept changing. After all, they do change. Jason Laws grows up and gets married. I mean, really? Did we ever think such a thing would happen? Adam grew up, and Adam got married. And on the day of his wedding, he said to his bride, "I need something. I need to wear my grandfather's prayer shawl, my grandfather's tallit." And so for his wedding, he put the tallit over his shoulders, and he remembered all the good things about Russia and none of the bad. And Adam continued to work hard from morning till night to build a life for himself and his family. But every Shabbat morning, he would put on the prayer shawl. And after so many years of doing that, the fringes had worn out, even one had broken. And so he decided it was time to find out how to put new fringes on the prayer shawl. So it was the old prayer shawl from Grandpa, but with new fringes. He sewed them on himself. And then Adam had children, and he moved to a place not in the city, but outside the city, and did something called commuting to get to work. And he commuted back and forth and watched his kids grow up, but every Saturday morning, without fail, in summer or winter, Adam put on the tallit till the atara, the collar, had frayed so much it was almost gone. So like the tzitzit, Adam removed the collar because he was such a good sewer, and he sewed on a new atara for the prayer shawl. And then Adam's children grew up, and each of them wanted to wear their father's tallit at their weddings. It was a tradition. And then Adam and his wife grew very old, and they went to live in a home with other people who were old. And one day, Adam's grandson came to visit him, and he said, "Grandpa, were you ever young like me?" And Adam said, "Yes and no. I was young like you, but when I wanted an egg, I went out for chickens, not to a refrigerator. And when I wanted to get warm, I didn't turn on a thermostat. And when I wanted to talk to a friend, I didn't text. And when I needed to go to shopping, I didn't have a mall. But I did do certain things with my grandfather that you and I do together. "What did your grandpa teach you?" Adam's grandson said, asked him. "Well, come with me." In the home where he lived, there were lots of Jewish people, and there was a room with a window that reminded Adam of that window he looked out with his grandfather from in Russia. And Adam took his prayer shawl and he put it on his shoulders and he wrapped his grandson in the prayer shawl. And he said, My grandfather taught me that some things change and some things stay the same. The tzitzit on this prayer shawl are new. The collar is new. And when the fabric wore out, I actually had to sew new patches. Much of the prayer shawl that my grandfather wore is no longer. But this is still my always prayer shawl. And when I wrap myself in it, I can feel my grandfather who loved me so much. And when I wrap you in the tallit, I can feel our family, all the generations of our family. And I'll tell you what my grandfather taught me. The world keeps changing. We change where we live. We change what we wear. We change what we do. But we need to have some things that are forever and don't change. And for our family, this tallit and our tradition of Shabbat hasn't changed in hundreds and hundreds of years. And Adam looked at his beautiful grandchild and said, "Someday this tallit will be yours. And maybe you'll name your grandchild Adam. But most of all, remember that when things are changing around you, your Judaism keeps a sense of being real and enables you to feel that the world isn't changing too fast. Put on this tallit, for most of all, this tallit will remind you that I love you just as my grandfather loved me."